I want to just refer back to that terrible, horrific tragedy that took place in the church there in South Texas, where one man walked in, took automatic rifle, all types of ammunition, all types of weapons, which would, I believe, identify him as a true terrorist, and he killed half the congregation. Now, he does not claim to have any connections to Islam or the radical Islamists. And in a moment, this just reminds me of what's happening to churches and Christians across the world. I want to get to that. But indeed, one of the things that I recognize that he did not say, which would have indicated he was an Islamic terrorist, is Allah Akbar. I've been noticing every single terrorist attack, whoever the terrorist is, a suicide bomber, whoever it may be, yells that phrase, Allah Akbar. And until just recently, in fact, you told me exactly what that phrase does mean. We in the media interpret it as saying Allah is great. But that's not the whole story, is it? Can you give us the true definition of that Islamic phrase, Allah Akbar?
Absolutely, Dr. Young. This is a really important thing because it's actually being used in a very nefarious way, even among Christian churches and within the interfaith movement. Because Muslims are telling Christians and many people in the world, and of course Islamic apologists will say this all the time, Allah Akbar simply means God is great. So you say God is great as a Christian, we say God is great as a Muslim. That's so false. Allah Akbar is called the takbir. It is what Muslims are commanded to pray daily during their daily prayers, and it is a sign of supremacy because the word Akbar means the greatest. It never means great. It means the greatest, the highest. So that's the way to translate Allah Akbar, is Allah is the greatest, not just any God. It is the God of Islam that is the greatest. And so when they are shouting it, it is the goal. It is the proclamation. And during a attack, like we saw in New York, Dr. DeYoung, as many of your of the listeners will remember recently, the man getting out of the Home Depot truck was shouting Allah Akbar because he's trying to say, I am doing this because Allah is the greatest. Now, doesn't that change the whole scenario? It doesn't simply mean, oh, let's get along and we both believe God is great. No, it's a sign of supremacy.
And in fact, is it not a motivating statement that they say to really get themselves geared up to do what they think Allah is calling on them to do? I mean, that's a motivator for them, isn't it?
Absolutely, because if your goal is to show the supremacy of your God, if your goal is to show the power of your God, what they're saying in a statement of supremacy is that Allah has given us victory. As I'm, you know, if I'm in the shoes of the jihadist who's carrying out that attack, they're saying Allah has given us victory to carry out this attack. The fact that the attack is happening means that it is a sign of their victory in their minds. But this is a very important issue in the sense of it is amazing how many people, as I said, this is happening in many of these ecumenical, lukewarm churches where they're bringing Muslims in and they're teaching the Christians to say, God forbid, Dr. DeYoung, think about this. They're teaching the Christians in these churches, and I use the word Christian loosely with some of these churches, to say Allah Akbar, as if they're just saying, as we would say, praise God, praise Jesus Christ, praise Jehovah God. They think they're saying the same thing, and they're not. It is an absolute sign of supremacy to this Islamic God that is a God that is that carries an Antichrist spirit. And that's why the issue of persecution, I'm so glad you brought up the massacre in Sutherland Springs, Texas, at the Baptist Church. I am amazed at how few people, and thank you for covering this, because so few people are seeing, as Christians, that attack in Texas as an attack on Christians. It's not a domestic violence. Dr. DeYoung, that is an attack where 26 of our brothers and sisters in Christ, children, were martyred for their faith in the midst of a service, worshiping God, learning the Word of God. And we have to see it that way. And God is bringing much glory to himself through this tragedy as is happening around the world. But thank you for covering that, because very few are.
Well, you know, I have to admit that is domestic terrorism, because a terrorist is a military operative who goes after innocent people who are not armed, who are not ready to be able to defend themselves. And in fact, that is the definition, a true definition of a terrorist, who's after the weaker, softer target. So that is key.